Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Mike Nichols, East Lansing attorney with the Nichols Law Firm. Good evening, Mike. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for asking. Wanted to get a hold of you, and I saw some legislation. It's actually House Bill 4106, to be official about it.
That's right.
That we're kind of calling it wipe the slate clean legislation in our vernacular. Tell us about what this is, and then we'll get into some details as to how this would apply and why this may or may not be a good idea.
Well, really what House Bill 4106 does is it would expand the number of people who are eligible to, as you said, wipe the slate clean in the state of Michigan. Because right now, you can set aside, or as you know, we commonly say, expunge just one qualifying criminal conviction. And you can only have one conviction on your record.
Aha. Now, and maybe you can go into a little more detail about who this would apply to. It doesn't apply to everybody for everything.
Right. I mean, it would apply to a person who, let's say, you know, you're 19 years old and you get convicted of driving while impaired, which is, you know, sort of the lesser of the two drunk driving convictions. You can never expunge that. But then let's say, you know, a couple years later, you're 21, you're, you know, having a still youthful, hanging with the wrong people, and you go commit a property crime, like breaking into a building. And then 10 years down the road, you're a responsible adult, and you've got kids, and maybe you want to volunteer at your kid's school, but you've got to disclose on this volunteer application that you've got these criminal convictions. Because you can't set them aside. You can't set aside the drunk driving because that's a disqualifying conviction. And because you've got two, you can't set aside the more serious charge, the felony of, you know, breaking into a building. So you're a stained felon and you gotta, you know, kind of relive that period of your life every time you go to fill out an application like that. And for a lot of people, it's embarrassing. And for some people, dissuades them or convinces them not to do something like volunteer to be a, you know, a youth coach or work in their child's school or do something else where you gotta, you know, disclose that kind of thing.
Well, as I'm reading this, what comes to mind is, you know, say they've served any sentence that was involved or completed any probation period that was involved, and when appropriate, this would allow them to get back to work. I mean, if they can't get a job, it'll just lead to more trouble, I'm thinking.
Yeah, if you can't find employment, you know, that's obviously a bad thing. And, you know, this hopefully would remove some barriers for people who, you know, maybe went through just a bad few years in their life and they've reformed and they've rehabilitated themselves and now they certainly are capable of contributing to the workforce and society, but yet they're hamstrung by this record that you can't make disappear.
And certain folks wouldn't, or certain convictions would not allow you to participate in this.
That's right. And the way the law is right now, there are basically, Cheryl, three kinds of convictions that don't apply. Something that's under the Michigan Vehicle Code, like drunk driving.
Okay.
Something that is what we would consider a dangerous felony. Something that's a, you know, a life offense like murder. And then most of the what we call criminal sexual conduct offenses like rape, statutory rape, improper touching to the second degree, which is essentially you touch somebody in an improper way, and there's an aggravating factor like, you know, you're an adult and the victim is a child. You can't ever expunge one of those convictions, and that remains the law as proposed by House Bill 4106.
And the another thing interesting, I think, is the support behind this. Both police and prosecutors are supporting this measure.
You mean both prosecutors and defense attorneys?
Oh, well.
You said both police and prosecutors.
Yeah, well, that's what I have in an article I did some research on, said police and prosecutors are supporting this measure to let them get back to work if they've completed all of the procedures.
Well, what's unusual about the group supporting House Bill 4106, the sort of amalgam of groups, is prosecuting attorneys in Michigan support the bill. The criminal defense attorneys of Michigan support the bill, and I testified on behalf of CDAM a few weeks ago. And you've got, you know, two sets of lawyers who usually are opposed to one another on these kinds of things, getting together, locking arms, and saying, when we put somebody on probation, or we put them in jail, we sentence them for a criminal offense, we say, go reform, rehabilitate yourself. That's one of the major components of our criminal justice system. And when we do that, we should be rewarding rehabilitation, not punishing rehabilitation.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the idea.
Well, and it sounds like it will go a long way to doing that. Before we get away, and we don't have much time left, you just finished up doing the updates on the OWI handbook, which you have written for the state of Michigan.
I sure did. What a labor of love that was, and thank you for bringing it up. It was a lot of work. It's almost like a new book because so much has changed. I updated 9 sections, and I may try to do one more, even though my editor is going to be really mad. But so much has changed, and you know, keeping up with it is critical in making sure that the folks who are in the system get effective, knowledgeable, educated representation.
And this is used by, and you've talked about this on the show before, but it's been a little bit because you were in this process. This book is used all throughout the state by who?
Lawyers, judges, and I'm sure some prosecutors.
Everyone in the system is looking to this book. It's a big undertaking, that's for sure. Congratulations on getting that done. Mike, as always, thank you for your input and your perspective. Always enjoy talking to you.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Have a great night.
You as well. Thank you so much. Mike Nichols, East Lansing attorney with the Nichols Law Firm. When we come back, we're going to talk about a rally tomorrow at the Capitol involving the Children's Trust Fund. We'll get some more information on that. And LV, who's a disc jockey here with our sister station Power 96.5, is going to stop in and talk about some community involvement he's got going on. So we're looking forward to talking with him as well. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.